Rich man's family. Lying on cracked concrete, his body leaking life like icing running off a cake in the sun, the surgeon's spirit spoke through his son's shattered jaw. Let this cup pass. It burns going down, scorching my memories of you, burning every bush, eating tissue in great gulps, until I watch as your skin collapses like a tent over broken poles. The surgeon's son, when his splurge was on, left wrecked cars with regularity, riding waves of swelling coke lines, pushing through his arteries vines. Yea, though I walk through the valley of meth, I will fear no feeble, for thou art with me. Better living through chemistry. His sister tanned till she blistered. She stirred bliss by the sun, sacrificing meat and skin to Apollo. She prayed, thou art with me, thy rod and thy laugh comport me. She could hear the cries of the harpies from Channel 8, pale and plump, and she said, I will be slim and sunk in the dark until thy ears hearken to my cries, O great sun god, and I am filled, warmed by the creams, searching and filling every pocket and seam of fresh grilled and Botoxed. I am your stuffed pepper on the grill. In the evening, she retired to a dripping cave where her madness grew by water marinated in pool lights. Paper headlines read, Child of Philanthropist Dies at 50. In her cave, she broke, hid, and ate in the sunken gardens where the mind drowns, leaving odd shapes as it sinks. Candles flickered on her waxed, hairless body, giving a warm glow to blue skin. The surgeon's prince found his way up 101 floors on a last china-white voyage, breathing the dense air of his disease, eyes locked permanently in reverse, where he can converse with Chryslers, gargoyles, who speak with aluminum jaws. Clack! Look at the steam that rises from the scrambled touches of the ants below, streaking the glass in houses on the plains. Clack! Trial balloons rise to show us the new Jericho, and a new Joshua will bring it down with a saxophone solo, mocking the flayed crawling dogs, barking in City Hall's yards as heaps of concrete fall. Clack! This city will burn in a flood of fire, washing away the pole hangers and suit fillers alike. Your flight is ready, sir. And it will reset high and low. Together, they stared at Chicago's hazy glow with raw pity, while one last bird riff played on a stolen boombox. Then the surgeon's son flew, and the whole city wondered at his splendid exit.